There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Bienvenidos a Dish Nation. Hoy tenemos un gran show mostrando todas las noticias de Hollywood.
Okay, wait,
¿están
wait
listos,
now.
Listos, listos?
¡Listos!
My bad, you guys. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Welcome to Dish Nation. We'll be dishing on some of the biggest Hollywood stories and celebrities. And, yo, Atlanta, you guys still with me? My bad.
Hey, Atlanta. Yeah, they're still there?
Hola?
Yeah, we good? Did you understand any of that Spanish, y'all?
No.
Poquito.
Estupido.
Something about a burrito.
Okay.
Portia's still out, but we got Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's Tokyo Vanity in the building, baby. Yeah. That's right. And later on, we'll be talking about Jada Pinkett Smith when she said she was offended by Willow Smith's tears, y'all. Wow. And later on, Sterling K. Brown and Taylor Russell slid through the studio to talk about their new movie, Waves. But yo, Brett, what you got, baby?
Man, let me tell you what I got, Chewy. Darling, when you become a born-again Christian like Kanye West, you're supposed to have the peace that passes all understanding, but it hasn't been so peaceful between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian West. On a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim and Kanye had an argument over the dress she wore to the Met Gala, y'all. But earlier this week, the reality star appeared on the talk show The Real and revealed how her and Kanye handled their disagreements while he's on his religious journey. Take a look.
He is my husband, so I obviously want to honor him and what he's feeling, and he's been going through this life change, and it's mostly about the kids. You know, the kids are getting older. He's very cautious about what we have in the house, and we got rid of, you know, TVs in the kids' rooms and removed makeup from North's room. I actually agree with it, but I'm always going to be me, and so we had that discussion and that fight.
Okay, so is this too much, and how would y'all deal with your spouse's newfound faith?
Kids grew up fast enough, so I agree that little Northwest doesn't need to have makeup on.
Well, how old is North? Now.
So she's six years old. She's a little girl. She's too too young for that. And I think no kid needs a TV in the room. I'm sorry.
They started these kids.
It was okay at first.
So now Kanye found the law. You want to change it, but that's going to be hard to change.
But then it's going to make them not like the law because it's going to be like his newfound faith is,
I can't watch Netflix because of Jesus.
Right. You got to peel that Band-Aid back slow.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to lie. Kanye gave Kim that swag.
Yeah.
He gave her that swag, though.
You think?
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
I think a couple of doctors gave her that swag.
Yeah.
Speaking of parenting, Jada Pinkett Smith had an interesting episode of Red Table Talk this week. She had actress Demi Moore and her daughters on the show and to talk about mother-daughter relationships. And Jada admitted there was a time when her daughter Willow's tears were offensive to her.
Really?
Oh, take a look.
Back in the day, like, if I would be crying or have an upset, the energy was always like, take that somewhere else. The way that we grew up, the way that my mother grew up, you feel like you have to be strong, and the first thing you want to do is teach your girls how to be strong. There was a time that her tears were so offensive to me.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Which I was like, take that over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't afford that here, not realizing, bitch, you can afford it here.
Yeah. I'd have to have a bone sticking out of my neck to cry. Seriously, I mean, I was holding stuff in because, as far as being, you know, considered that sissy boy,
and that's why you have issues today. That's why
I'm emotionally scarred.
That's right, and closed off, and you won't be.
I had my tear ducts removed surgically.
You cry internally.
Were any of you women raised that way, where you couldn't cry? Your mom said, be tough.
I don't know. Coming from a black family, I think that's like some typical black mama stuff. Because, like, the daughter and the son could both move out at 18. Mm-hmm. And then the daughter want to come back at 19. And it's like, oh, no, don't try to come back now. You want to go be with that boy. But her son, he can come back at 30. And it's like, oh, come on, baby. It don't matter. It's like, what?
Right.
But that why the old women turn into lesbians? Because they can't cry?
Is that why you turned into a queen?
I was like you just said, because we were treated as princes, I was able to cry and wipe my tears and get patted on the back and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. My mom loved me, but she would baby me, but she threw me in karate to toughen me up.
Boy, then you get into a real fight and can't think of one key.
No.
Before this fight starts, what belt are you?
All right, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper lit up the screen in their movie A Star Is Born, and it was an Oscar performance of that song,
was
Shallow.
Up for what, song of the year?
Shallow.
Best song?
Yep, had everybody thinking that they were romantically involved in real life. They did that performance, and you're like, they're totally
It wasn't
sex.
Long after that performance, I think Bradley Cooper and his wife got separated.
She saw it, too.
They broke up, and they have a daughter,
and then Lady Gaga was with a guy, and they broke up as well. In the latest issue of Elle Magazine, Lady Gaga was interviewed by my girl, Oprah, and she spilled some pretty big tea.
What is it, Heidi?
This is what she said. She said, quote, "We wanted people to believe that we were in love, and we wanted people to feel that love at the Oscars. We wanted it to go right through the lens of that camera and to every television that it was being watched on. And we worked hard on it. We worked for days. We mapped the whole thing out. It was orchestrated as a performance."
They bumped uglies.
It was a little too real for me.
But they both kind of like super drama people, though. Like, it seems like, you know, they would go above and beyond a Call of Duty to really sell it.
It'd be real hard to watch that as Bradley Cooper's wife.
If he's trying to get Irina Shayk back because they have a kid together, he tells Lady Gaga to do this interview with Oprah and say it was all an act. Nah. And the wife goes, oh, really? Okay, I'm so sorry. You're great actors. But I've seen Lady Gaga at other events when she wins an award, and it's totally bad acting. She's like, I'm like, you're not that great of an actress. So don't even give me that.
That was great.
She did great in this movie.
That's my Lady Gaga.
She may be an okay actress, but when you add the music to whatever it is she's doing, then that's when she really comes alive and sells whatever it is she's doing.
I don't know. It's a lot of women out here that she'll call and be like, you messing with my dude. She right there with him. Oh, no, girl, that's my bro. We don't.
And the Academy Award goes to
Tokyo.
Oh, but when I find out.
Okay. All right, ladies, going to the gynecologist is bad enough, right? Especially when you're young, okay? Well, add to that having your father there with you. Oh, my God, how embarrassing would that be? What? Well, on the podcast, Ladies Like Us rapper T.I. shared that he goes with his 18-year-old daughter, Deja, to make sure her hymen is intact. Check this out.
Not only have we had the conversation, we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen.
I'm done with
you right now.
So,
do you go with her?
She's a prisoner.
Yes, I go with her.
Do you go with her?
Somebody check on Deja.
I go with her.
By the way, I lost my hymen at 8 years old. Now,
oh,
it's
oh
not,
my God.
It's not a creepy story. It's a BMX bicycle story.
A
boy's BMX, and I did it with my brother's bike.
The crossbar.
And I hit a little ramp in the sidewalk, and I landed right down on it. I had a green polo shirt on and khaki shorts.
Like it was yesterday.
And I went home to my mom, and I said, Mom, and I pointed at my crotch, and I said, Mom, I'm bleeding. And she goes, oh, my God, what happened? And I wrecked a bike. So at that moment, I lost my hymen. So I might look like some sort of hussy when I finally have sex, but I legit was a virgin.
Damn.
I don't count the BMX bike as my first.
That's the same thing that happened to me. That's the same thing that happened to me when I was 8 years old. And that's why I have three.
Oh, damn, Chewy.
Because you, know you can break it in gymnastics,
that's
riding
right.
a bike.
Yeah.
Dang, but
right.
How did yours break, Tokyo?
Mommy.
Where was T.I. that day?
Up there, Jay-Z has lots of time money on his hand, and he's gifting it to all his VIP friends. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Gary, do you spend all night tossing and turning?
Sometimes, Headcracker, and I spend way too much on a mattress and still didn't get a good night's sleep.
Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you gotta try Purple Mattress.
Purple?
Listen, Purple's different from other mattresses because it uses this brand new material that was developed by actual rocket scientists. It's not like the memory foam that you're used to. Now, the Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works in any sleeping position. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, and a 100-night risk-free trial.
Now, that sounds great, Hancock. Now, how do I sign up?
Man, you're gonna love Purple, Gary. And right now, my viewers will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. Just text DISH to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DISH to 84888. That's D-I-S-H to 84888. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's happening?
Now, it looks like the homie Jay-Z is out here big pimping and spending G's. Now, according to the streets, he reportedly sent guests who's going to be attending the Sean Carter Foundation Gala $40,000 Rolex watches as VIP passes.
That's the invitation?
Yes.
Man, that's cute.
As many taxes as that man got to pay at the end of the year, he better send them out.
That ain't nothing to him, though, girl. 40,000 and God knows how many, and Jay-Z, and first of all, they probably gave him watches. Rolex, we're going to do a promotion with you. We're going to give you as many as you want. Mm-hmm, about it.
Or they gave him a good price for it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's possible.
Got it for the low, low.
Okay.
Now, Meek Mill and Swiss Beatz are going to be in attendance, and they posted an Instagram about their lavish gifts. Now, Meek wrote, "Hov sent these VIP passes. SMH, this rich getting out of control. Like, for real, not joking, LOL. Then Swiss showed off his invite, showing a photo of the Rolly. He wrote, "Levels. Hov is on another level with the invite game. It came with a Daytona Rolex and a bottle of Ace."
Okay, well, he owned Ace.
He got money.
And it ain't tricking if you got it.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so, and you know, since Tyler Perry did the big old shindig with the pads and all that, he can't come less than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
but Brad, a pad. versus a Rolex.
Yeah, but it's an iPad. I mean, that's not a normal gift. It was packaged very nicely. And you know each one cost a certain amount. And he had way more guests than 40 people at his thing. So I'm sure his was just as expensive. It is grand.
It's grand, honey. I wish I had friends like that.
I know, me too.
What about us, Gary?
Well, Brad, you give on a different level. I mean, you give cute, grand stuff, but you just haven't gotten there yet.
What you saying?
I don't know, because my friend Brad gave me some real nice stuff. I'm talking about real
The last thing I got you was a Gucci bracelet, I believe.
Yeah, I know, but now I was just waiting for a Rolex.
I told you, get him Uchi.
Uchi.
He don't appreciate nothing.
He don't appreciate nothing. Well, y'all, Tamar Braxton is giving us beauty lessons on eyelashes. The singer took to Instagram to share a photo of herself showing off a botched eyelash extensions job. She wrote, "Ladies, pick your lash girl wisely. They don't have love for you if you walking around like this. Hashtag sorry to my lashes."
Oh, I don't know.
Wow. They forgot a few.
I don't know. Her lashes and her edges go, so I just can't trust it. I can't trust it.
She needs some miracle drops on both.
Then period. I can't trust it because that lash girl ain't had nothing to do with them edges.
She ain't going to be able to block no dust or nothing from flying in her eye.
Girl, just go get you a strip, girl, and lay that thing across there. And you
period.
I wear strips, too, because I tried to do these lash extensions, and the lady was great. But it is heavy on your lashes. It's hard to get your makeup off when you wear makeup every day because you can't wet them, you can't touch them, and they start falling out.
I think it's more of a natural girl thing. When you a girl that don't wear makeup, like you wear eyebrows and lip gloss, perfect. They look gorgeous with them. But bitches like me, I like to be beat.
Alright, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time!
Do you need a good knife set, especially for the holidays? I got the solution. It's the Cuisinart Advantage Color 12-Piece Knife Set. It's perfect to cut through any tough foods, and it comes with matching blade guards, ergonomic handles, and style-conscious hues. The set includes 6 knives, 6 knife covers, high-quality stainless steel blades as well.
Mmm, I could use these head cracks. Tell me more.
I think I keep mine in my purse.
Oh, God.
Now, listen. The color coding is non-stick. It's easy for slicing, and the color coding also reduces the risk of cross-contamination during food preparation.
I'm sold. How much?
Well, usually the Cuisinart Advantage Color Collection 12-piece knife set has been seen as high as $50. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$15. What? $15 for the whole collection?
Yeah, we're cutting out the competition. Just go to Morning Save and say Dish Nation sent you.
You cutting up, head crack.
Coming up next, Sterling K. Brown and Taylor Russell slide through the Dish Nation studios to chat about their new flick Waves and a whole lot more. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation, the two actors that are bringing a level of excellence to Hollywood in a way you've never seen before. They got a brand new movie called Waves, which is in theaters November 15th. Make some noise for Taylor Russell and Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Woo! Watch the trailer.
Uh-huh.
You guys are coming for our hearts.
We're coming for it. Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, you know, within urban cinema, and this is beyond an urban movie. This is not, like, you know, about the black experience 1,000% per se, from what I can gather. It's a movie about emotions and just dealing with things, right?
It's a movie about family, and obviously, because we're a black family, the black experience is a huge part of it. But I think more than that, it's something that a lot of people can connect to.
But love conquers all. Forgiveness conquers all. And there's a way to move forward. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
I was there last night. I went to the premiere.
Yeah.
So it was not so much just about a black family, because Taylor's character fell in love with a non-black person.
Was he part of the family?
Well, he wasn't part of the family, but family.
I was just talking about the family.
Okay. Well, yeah, the family part, yeah.
Now, with all the cool things you guys are connected to, what do people run up to y'all on the street and ask y'all for the most?
Escape from...
Escape room is people keep hitting you with it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and certain, yeah, definitely. I mean, the horror genre is just, like, there's a lot. I'm a big horror fan, so I get it.
The movie Waves, a lot about family.
Yeah.
Out of everybody in y'all family, who's the most happy for everything you guys have going on right now?
Let's see, man. My wife is a big fan, right? Like, she champions pretty much everything that I do. we've been able to do it together. Like, she knew me way back when nobody was checking for your boy, and now we've got a chance to ride this wave of success together.
Because I'm sure y'all both getting some interesting paranormal activity going on.
I do not even check my DMs.
It's probably for the best.
It's probably for the best.
Now, Taylor, what about you?
My mom, for sure. My mom and my little brother.
I don't know if you've seen his Men's Health magazine.
You best. I checked up on that. I saw it. Alvin reposted it on his story,
did
and I saw.
Really?
Oh yeah, he did. He did. Check your DMs. You'll see.
Let's just say if you guys were going on like a family field trip, right? Yeah. And you could either go on that family field trip with your younger kids that are on This Is Us,
okay,
or the older kids from Waves. Who are you going on that family trip with?
Wow.
My older kids can take care of themselves,
okay,
right? So it means that my wife and I would have a little bit more free time to ourselves to play. So for the case of this particular scenario, I'll roll with my older kids.
Okay, now Taylor, this is for you. Would you rather go on a family trip with your family from Lost in Space,
uh-huh,
or your family from Waves?
I think that I'm going to choose my wife's family.
Taylor Russell, Sterling K. Brown. The movie's Waves is in theaters November 15th. Bring the friends. Bring the family.
Bring the enemy. Yeah.
You might walk out of there friends.
There you go.
See how we did that?
I appreciate
Much love to y'all. People want to follow y'all. Where did it go?
Sterling K. Brown, man, on Twitter and on Instagram.
No DMs, though. What about you, Taylor?
Tay Russell on Instagram.
We here for it. Make some noise, y'all. Sterling K. Brown and Taylor Russell.
Thank you, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right. Have you ever sent a text to someone that wasn't meant for them?
Absolutely.
Inappropriate?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened to Spice Girl member Emma Button. You might not know her name, but you might know Baby Spice.
Yes.
Okay, that's Baby.
She accidentally sent her mom a spicy photo that was meant for her man.
Oh, no.
How spicy?
Jay Jones.
Like hot?
Like, it was a naughty photo of her in her bra saying, I miss you, and I wish you, .. Now, she says her and her mom have a great relationship, so they just laughed it off.
Well, thank God she had a bra on.
I think I would play it off like I meant to send it to her.
You think? What would you say in the next text?
I miss you, because you could miss your mom, and I wish you could see these great matching panties that I have to go with this bra. You like them?
I would show my matching panties.
No, but I was wondering if you wanted some like these. I saw them and thought...
Oh, you want to eat your mom's sexy panties.
What do I care?
But if I sent my mom a pic and I was like this, how am I going to explain that height?
Yeah.
Like that, bro. Like,
hey, mom.
Hey, mom, what's up? Like, hey.
Mom, is that like a mosquito bite?
Are you coming over? Hey, bring pizza. What's
that may be a little tougher to get out.
I'm glad Chewy cleaned it up for you.
My mom would be like, mijo, ¿qué estás haciendo? No! Mijo, no! No! Satanás!
Satanás, no! Why is that chocolate Twinkie in your underwear?
No! Mijito, no! No!
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.